across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, I'm hoping we've got enough microphones for my next set of guests. It's a great pleasure to welcome back into the studio, long time no see, Paul Gibbons from the Cambridgeshire Chambers of Commerce. Afternoon, Paul.
Hi, Neil.
And you've also got your colleague Emily with you. Emily, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Nice to see you again. And nice to welcome Constance Rawlins from eBase.
Hi there.
Very good afternoon to you all. Paul. Chambers of Commerce, just for those who don't know, remind us what it is you do.
Yeah, it's a question that I have to field on a regular basis. I think a lot of people probably have heard the phrase Chambers of Commerce perhaps in the past, especially obviously if you're involved in the business community, but often people don't know exactly what we do. So just for the unaffiliated, the Chambers of Commerce, these kind of organisations evolved a few hundred years ago, and they really were, if you like, lobbying bodies. They were a way that businesses could come together. Originally it was to try and form cooperatives around subjects like taxation, but really in the modern day, if you like, they are business communities, and they're ways of businesses to come together. So we fulfil five basic criteria as a chamber. We help businesses come together through our connections, and we'll obviously come back to that in a moment or two. We help give businesses the knowledge that they crave and don't have. No B words being mentioned, but that's obviously...
I was going to say, given the current circumstances, people like you who do seem to have a take on at least what might happen and what legislation might be needed and what forms for export, you're presumably the people you need to be in touch with.
Yeah, I think the important thing to really point out, not necessarily that we have that sort of silver bullet that we know any more than most people, but what we do have is we do have those lines of communication into organisations such as the British Chambers of Commerce. We are an affiliated chamber, an accredited chamber. We're one of 53 accredited chambers around the UK, and obviously we have those communication points with the British Chambers of Commerce, who are constantly lobbying government and obviously have the ear of Westminster so that they can understand, or at least try and understand, what on earth is actually going on at this moment in time. So knowledge is one of our criteria. We help protect our members, so when you become a member of the Cambridgeshire Chambers of Commerce, then you immediately get access to some protection policies. And then, as I say, we can help with local to national influence. We've just mentioned the lobbying point. And we also help with our members that need to export their goods around the world. And again, it's unavoiding that Brexit is probably going to have an impact on some of our members. So, those elements are incredibly important.
And a very interesting mix of businesses across Cambridge and Cambridgeshire, I guess, for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, again, there are many sort of business organisations, but the Chambers are a really broad church. So we obviously have a predominant membership, obviously, who are businesses, as you would expect. A lot of SMEs, but we have anything from organisations like AstraZeneca or Arm, who are part of our membership, and obviously people in Cambridge will understand those names, right the way down to owner-managed businesses. So it's a really broad church. We have social enterprises, we have charities, organisations such as Your Good Selves here at Cambridge 105. Mm-hmm. So again, really broad church, and again, that makes it really the more interesting, I think.
And you've been going over 100 years locally, so you know, you've got a bit of a track record around here then.
Yeah, not me personally, but the organisation, obviously.
Well, you're looking well.
Well, you know, there's a few grey hairs, but, you know, feeling it, but yeah, no, it's good. But no, absolutely. So 102 years old, clearly there was a need for this type of organisation over a century ago, and we feel that need is as relevant then as it is today.
Indeed. One of the things you do is you bring businesses together through these B2B exhibitions, is that right?
Yeah, very much so, yeah. So we run about 150 events a year. After this interview, I'm going to hot-foot it up to Peterborough.
Oh, my goodness.
We're running an informal networking at Metrobank in Peterborough tonight, so we can bring people together informally on a networking basis, whether they're a member or a non-member, and we can provide those platforms for businesses. As we mentioned, we do workshops to fulfil the knowledge gap, and we can fulfil other sort of, you know, structured networking, training events. And then clearly we also run the purpose of today for B2Bs a year, including the Cambridge B2B, which is coming up next week.
And Emily, I guess this has kind of filled up your diary for the past umpteen weeks, hasn't it?
Yes, most certainly. Yeah, we've been busy planning this for a few weeks now, yeah.
Okay, so tell us all about this latest event. When is it? Where is it? What's going to be going on?
So our Cambridge exhibition is at Cambridge Regional College.
Right.
Okay, so it's a week today, countdown. We're nearly there. Week today, we've got a very, very busy visitor programme, so seminars, workshops, and speed networking, and we've got 65-plus exhibitors as well.
Okay, speed networking, how does that work? Is it kind of... It just has that feel of speed dating. Is it like that? Is it speed dating for companies and businesses?
A little bit, yeah. So you get 60 seconds, you sit opposite someone, and you've got 60 seconds to kind of sell yourself, and then the timer goes and you move on to the next person.
That's
really
brilliant.
Quick way to kind of meet all of the room and get your point across.
That's superb, because I've sat in meetings in my proper life for hours and never quite worked out what anybody does. This is a brilliant way of doing it, isn't it?
Yeah, so we do the speed networking exhibitions, and then we do safari as well, which is another way to meet lots of people very quickly.
Okay, and in terms of the actual traditional exhibition side of it, what sort of people will be there?
We've got, like Paul said, we've got a big mixture of people from large organisations all the way down to kind of sole traders. We've got marketing, we've got accountants, we've got all sorts of people all across.
Okay, and I've been along to a couple of these. We've had stands. In fact, I'm planning on being there next week just to come around and see you all and do some reporting on it and all this sort of stuff. You do get to see this. Often there's the same people there a lot of the time. A lot of accountants and people like that will be there. So it obviously works for businesses.
Yes, yeah, definitely. We do get people who come to all of our exhibitions as exhibitors. And we get people who come back year after year because they're enjoying it.
Okay, so I'm assuming that you might have a couple of spaces left, or you full? That's
we're,
it. No?
We're fully booked.
Ah,
fully booked.
I was hoping we could have some discounted last minute. No, we can have over there by the lift.
No. You can have outside.
Oh, really? Oh, weather's all right today.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, so that's going to be a really busy event. In terms of seminars, things like that, if people want to find out about the programme, how will they do that?
So it's all on our chamber website and our B2B website. So there's all sorts. There's low code and progressive web apps. We've got some meet the regulators with Signpost to Grow, and then we've got how to get involved with apprenticeships as well.
Wow. Okay. Very good. Okay. So that's next Wednesday, 25th of September. What sort of time does it start?
10 o'clock.
I see.
10 o'clock.
So you don't even have to get to your desk first, do you?
No.
10 till 4 at the Regional College. That's up on King's Hedges Road. So that's quite nice and easily accessible from both outside Cambridge and in, isn't it? So
yes. Yeah. Plenty of parking. Thousands of spaces as well.
Perfect.
To note that.
Perfect. Okay. And you've got a headline sponsor this time?
We do, yes. So we've got eBase Technology, and they're our headline sponsors for our Cambridge B2B and our Peterborough one.
Okay, and Charlotte's here from Constance. Sorry, Constance, I did mean you. Listen, with the number of people
in the room... You're not the first person to call me that.
Is that right? And with all the people in the room, frankly, you're lucky I didn't call you Paul. Constance, I do apologise. So, tell us about eBase, and in particular, what's your relationship with the Chamber, and why are you acting as sponsors? What's attracted you to this?
Okay, so eBase Technology, we're an IT company. We've been going off for about 20 years. What we... put simply, what we allow people to do is develop web applications quickly and cheaply, especially in this growing tech era that we're in at the moment. You know,
I need an app just to talk to my kids.
Oh, wow. You know? Well, we could probably build one for you.
But it is, isn't it? Everything now has... It doesn't matter what you do now, there is some sort of technology tacked onto the side. It has to be.
Exactly. And I think it boomed, especially in the last 10 years. And I think there is this growing need for faster and cheaper tech solutions. And we're there to provide that.
Okay, and working with the Chamber of Commerce, so as a business that's been around 20 years, you still find those links are useful on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis?
So we joined the Chamber of Commerce about, what was it, 5 months ago now?
Yeah, about that time.
Yeah, we're quite young members, as it were, but we just really wanted to get to know the local business community.
Yeah.
We realised that we'd been in business for about 20 years and hadn't really explored the local business community, as it were, and we thought, well, best do that.
So what will you be expecting to get out of this on the day? You're going to be there as an exhibitor? Are you going to be there? Are you going to be walking around, or are you going to be a bit of both?
Yeah, a bit of everything, I suppose. So we've got a stall. So we're going to have some of our technical consultants there. They'll be able to talk about the software, what it is we can provide. Have our sales manager there as well, so we can set up some demos, can set up some sales meetings. We're also giving a talk. We'll be giving two talks, both on the same topic. To talk about low code and digital transformation, and a little bit about our software as well.
Oh, so you could hear the whooshing sound of that going over Paul's head. But excellent. Okay, so this is the sort of thing where, again, people, you know, we all know we need to do it.
Yeah.
But certainly in business, you know that you've got to keep it. Look what's happening to the high street, and we're seeing it with retailers and with businesses. Anyone who's trying to do stuff the traditional way nowadays.
Banking especially is a huge
digital,
rise in banking. Yeah.
Digital taxation, all this sort of stuff. It's everyone's got to adapt and adopt, haven't they? Or it's adapt or die.
Yeah, well, quite.
It is.
It's low code and the art of not dying.
Is that right?
And you can come to the exhibition and find out all about that particular subject.
There you are. Excellent. All right, so we know that you can't get any spaces on the exhibition side of things, but what about visitors? How do visitors get to there on the day? Is it just turn up or do we need to pre-register?
So you can pre-register on our Eventbrite page. We've got a few hundred registered already, but feel free to turn up on the day.
Okay, and admission free?
Admission is free, yes.
Perfect. All right, so just a reminder then, that's next Wednesday, 25th of September, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, so you can have me on your iPod or headphones while you're walking around. And that's at CRC, at Cambridge Regional College, at King's Hedges Road, CB4, 2QT if you're looking for your sat-nav. Plenty of free parking on site. That'll be it. And then what happens after that? There's a Peterborough one as well, Paul, you're saying?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So, so we do Cambridge next week, we do Peterborough at the end of October. We've also been involved in another one in Ely, which has been growing quite well over the last few years, East Cam's Business Boost. That comes in November. And then I think we've got more plans for next year. So watch this space for some progression and some, again, good announcements for the spring of next year.
OK. If people do want to find out more, what's the website?
So you just need to go to www.cambridgechamber.co.uk, have a look at our events section, and you should find all the information that you need there. If you don't find the information, then just give us a call on 01223 237 414.
OK, that's cambridgechamber.co.uk. And Constance, for eBase?
Yeah, so you can go to ebasetech.com and everything is on there.
Oh, lovely. OK, well, there you are. Thank you very much indeed. Paul, Emily, Constance, thank you very much indeed for
Can
coming in.
Can I do a quick shout-out to my mum?
Oh, of course. See, I said to you, and if I forget, remind me. Yeah, go on, your mum's listening, is she?
Hi, Mum. I'm on the radio again.
And what's your mum's name?
Irene.
Irene. What sort of music does Irene like?
Oh, she likes a bit of 70s.
Irene, stay tuned. Stevie Wonder for you up next.